Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, and welcome to another edition of Geekcast podcast. I think I'm joined by Evan Gelestico. You there, Evan? Check. All right, give me just a second. All right, you there, Evan? Or not. Hold on. Give us just a second, guys.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we're good.
All right, cool. Good.
I had you on hold. I have no idea how I did it, but I had you on hold.
Oh, fair enough. I'm just going through Gary's fridge right now for no reason.
Cool. We will cover some Flash tonight. We'll cover some New York Comic Con.
We will. I don't have much, but I just know what I like about it.
Nice. We'll talk about our new comic book thing that we're going to do for next show.
Mm-hmm. And of course, as always, we're going to have Booster Gold and Blue Beetle on at the end.
Yeah, right at the end. We'll get to that. I think I'm going to get into some of the... I've finally finished Breaking Bad, so I'm getting into some more Geekcast type stuff that I'm watching extracurricularly. So
I just looked up Ghost Racers 4 came out Wednesday. I'll be picking that up, and I'll talk about that next week, too.
Awesome. So I guess we can kind of get into our idea for our comic book review that I guess we'll do this weekend and then start with next show.
Yeah.
We're going to go back in time, and Evan's going to pick first, then I'll pick second, and so on and so forth. We'll cover not super old, but old storylines and comics. We'll read through them in the weekend, and we'll come back and give our thoughts the next Wednesday. So you're
and
picking,
this will mostly be. Go on. This will mostly be Marvel because both of us have Marvel Universe, and DC doesn't have an online ability to read their comics. So this is mostly Marvel. If there's something you want us to read, the first week has already been picked. This already has the second week. But let us know, and we'll pick an old story and go through it for you guys, too.
Yeah. And go ahead and announce the first week will be?
The Xbox just went down. We just lost TakeOver. The first week is Next Wave, Agents of Hate. I don't know if I've ever talked about Next Wave, but it's good. We're gonna read it over the weekend, and then we're going to talk about that next Wednesday.
Yeah, once or twice I think you brought it up. So
maybe, just maybe. It's all right.
So, let's go ahead and it's fresh off the presses. Let's dive right into the first episode of Flash. A lot of stuff in there.
Oh, man, so much. Like, normally I'm not a big time hop fan. Oh, by the way, spoilers for those who haven't watched the premiere of Flash. So, do you want to go first?
No, go ahead, man. I know that you took notes and all that jive. So.
I did, actually. I need to come prepared to this. I'm just not like, I think so. Uh-huh. But, oh, man. So great. They set up a whole season of Flash, and it was beautiful. I was almost spoiled beforehand because one of my buddies posted, like, a picture of Jay Garrick, but I didn't look at it. Like, I just did a quick thing. So, like, he posted it, and I'm like, whoop, and then I immediately didn't look, so I didn't see his face. But let's go in order because I'm gushing here. No, I'm not a big fan of time hops that we don't see, but I thought this did fair enough that it was like, it's still kind of, you know, flashback enough that we saw what happened.
Yeah.
God, the guy who plays Eobard, what is his name, Tom something? Oh, shit. He is fucking amazing. I hope he's not gone somehow. No, Dino, you can't. I'm not giving you this chocolate chip cookie. Dino is Gary's third cat. Oh, man. Okay. So, that happened. Flash Appreciation Day or Flash Day, which has so many bad connotations if you're like us. And she's like, it's National Flash Day. And you're just like,
yeah.
Go on. Tell me more. that was cool. Like, I kind of saw, like, once the flashbacks happened, why they went their separate ways, why Barry felt that. And at first, like, I felt like, oh, this is totally out of character. This is stupid. Barry would pull people in more to protect them. But it makes sense the way it happened with Ronnie and Professor Stein, how, you know, Ronnie was lost, but thankfully Stein's still around. And then Adam Smasher was awesome. Like, I didn't see that coming. I knew, excuse me. Sorry. I knew Edge was on this, but I didn't know what he did. And the fact that he was Adam Smasher is awesome. And I thought the special effects for him were pretty good. He looked a little rubbery at times, but if I'm really going to nitpick and get gritty about TV special effects, fucking blow my head off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless it looks like the drizzling shit, I thought they did good. With the character Eobard giving Flash what he wants and his dad's freedom, that was super classy. Because, like, I don't know, man, like, I just, I'm so excited for it.
Yeah.
I like Cisco, like, the small thing when Professor Stein names him the Atom Smasher and Cisco gets all giddy, like, welcome to the team, man. Welcome. I really like that. I don't know how I feel about the dad leaving, but after being stuck in jail for 14 years, I can understand, you know, wanting your kid to be the best he can be and maybe wanting to leave the city for a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Fresh start type idea.
Yeah. And then the name drop at the end was awesome.
Yeah.
Doom.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know a lot about Flash lore. So I thought Zoom and Eobard were the same person. So it's cool to see they're not. So
yeah.
Go on. That's all
I did too, actually. I dug when they found the guy, like, suffocated and with bruising around the neck, how he just kind of gave him the look, you know? And he's like, oh, don't worry, it's not Groot, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was cool. The Reverse Flash character is so good that, like, you start to, like him again, you know?
Oh,
just
to
let him, like, let you down eventually, you know? But, yeah. So I thought that was cool.
I can't wait to get Flash Season 1 on DVD and then rewatch it knowing that he's the bad guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that'll help me out some, too, with the first half of the season stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like I'm really excited for the Earth 2 stuff. Because that seems to be, I mean, we're admittedly not huge DC guys, but DC people seem to really point to the Earth 2 stuff as being some of the really good stuff. So I'm looking forward to seeing where that goes and how that all works out.
Yeah. I mean, we're not big DC guys, but we're good story guys. And so far, Flash is telling us a good story. And I really appreciate that. I bet did you watch the Arrow premiere tonight?
I did not, but I'm going to check that out tomorrow. So
okay.
I'm always a day behind CW stuff.
CW?
So, yeah.
WCW?
So, I'll check that out tomorrow. And I'm really looking forward to how far have you gotten up on the Arrow stuff?
I still have to watch the first season. Dude,
okay.
I've been so busy, and now with boot camps, like, my weekdays are pretty much gone. So, like, Monday is boot camp at 7 to 8, and, like, I get off at 5. So, I go home, I shower, and then I immediately leave. come back, go to, like, eat something, go to bed. Tuesdays and Thursdays are training when I can. Teach kids this business, this business nasty. And then Friday, Saturday, so, Sunday, I'm generally off wrestling, so.
Yeah. So I've been trying to knock out Breaking Bad, which has been like a 3-year deal, which is kind of sad when you think about it. But I finally finished up Breaking Bad. So what I started today was Mr. Robot, which is a B for Vendetta, hackers fight club type show, which
isn't that
is
on USA?
A lot of fun. Yeah, it's on USA. Time Warner On Demand has the entire season, the entire first season, on demand still. So I'm going to try to watch through it before they take it off of there. Because it's not on Netflix, not on Hulu, but it's on there. So I'm going to try to watch it all on there. So
yeah.
And then I've also been watching a Blind Spot from NBC, which is very network television. Not quite a geeky type show, but it's more like an FBI thriller type thing. So,
I still have to watch Heroes. So,
yeah. I was sad, man. Muppets, I got 7 minutes in and my recording cut off 7 minutes into it. So, I was not up to date on my Muppets. Yeah.
That's
which
right,
is real. Yeah, it's I like it. I hope that it has success because, it's evolved well, I guess is a good way to put it. So
yeah, no, I really like the Muppets. The first episode, I really dig it. So if they can keep with that vibe on, I'm 100% on board for that.
Yeah, you said the like Office type scenes, and now whenever I watch it, I can't help but like kind of see the Office in it a little bit. So
yeah, it's great, right?
It's kind of cool. Yeah.
And what else? What did I start? I just started Luther. Rick and Morty. I'm behind on Rick and Morty I'm way behind on Adventure Time. But Steven Universe is a great show, and Rick and Morty is fucking amazing. Like, have you ever seen Rick and Morty?
No. What's that on?
Cartoon Network. It's Adult Swim. Basically, take drunk Doc Brown and Marty, if he were his related to him.
Okay. Is it the same actor?
No, it's not Christopher Lloyd. Christopher Lloyd was Doc. Yeah. But no, it's not. But oof, it's hilarious, and it's real messed up too. It's by Dan Harmon, who did Community.
Okay.
And I believe the tagline is Rick and Morty, because Community can only get so weird. Good stuff.
Have you, did you get hooked on the Guardians of the Galaxy cartoon, or was I the only one that kind of fell flat on that one?
I didn't even know it started, so I will look into it. But, man, Disney's animating just is not doing it for me. Like, once they got rid of Spectacular Spider-Man and Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes, I was like, this is what they replaced it with? Jesus Christ, why is Calculon Doctor Doom? And it's the same voice as Calculon. Like, he didn't change it or anything. I'm just like, what? Sweet Odin. Sweet Odin's beard. What is this?
I watched half of the first episode and just it didn't hook me at all. Which was sad because I was kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah, because it could be really fun. They could have really good special guests on there.
Yeah, I think when you take Gunn out of the equation, it loses some of its magic. So, New York Comic Con is this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Tonight is the premiere night.
Yeah. So I think on the 10th, which is Saturday, we get the Netflix TV panel.
And I've broken my vow to not watch more Jessica Jones shit because I'm not into it. The actress pulls me right out of everything Jessica Jones, and I hate to say that. But, like, there's just people you don't think should be cast for roles, and I don't think she's a good cast for Jessica Jones. So I'm trying to watch it to get, like, more into it. And it's not done a bad job. Like, the alarm clock thing was fun. We'll see. Like, I feel better about it, but I still don't feel great about it.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping we get some good stuff.
Yeah. Have you only seen the alarm clock one?
No, I saw the one where she like walks through the bar after beating everybody up, and then the one where she flies.
Yeah, those are the only ones I've seen. So to my knowledge,
I think those are the only ones. Yeah. I think we'll get the proper trailer come Saturday.
Yeah, I think so too. The one where she flies, she almost lost me. But I don't know. As long as she can carry that attitude, like that's the only thing I really need to translate through.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. And exciting news for me, my geek passion and love of Marvel Legends is they showed the Captain America Civil War line. And the Build-A-Figure is Red Skull Onslaught, who was in the Axis story. But tonight they showed, finally, after how many years, a good Jim Lee-era Rogue figure. And she comes with an alternate Onslaught head that's the actual Onslaught head from the original story. And I'm excited for that. And the story and the lineup looks to be Cap, Sharon, like a really good Sharon Carter, Taskmaster, Copperhead. Yeah, two more villains and one more hero. Somebody who looks like Citizen
Mockingbird's
V.
In there too.
Yes. Oh, man. I only saw it briefly because we just sat down. And then they also announced some Star Wars figures, which I'm not really big on, but I've got a few. I've got a Han. I need to get a Chewie eventually. I got a Han and Darth Maul, and that's it. But I'm really excited for my Marvel Legends figures.
Yeah. Yeah, the Rogue looks really good. And that's – I'm surprised that they don't focus more on, like, the Jim Lee era stuff, just because it's so nostalgic for so many people.
I mean, they have made – like, they've made them in different eras – but also now, a lot of people are speculating that they'll be very slim pickings with X-Men characters and Fantastic Four characters due to, you know, movie-verse bullshit.
Yeah.
So.
The gambits that they've come out with, there hasn't been one where I'm like, man, that's my age gambit, you know?
Yeah. I really like the Series 4 of the original line. Like, he's the one I've got. He's got, like, a cloth trench coat. He's my jam. Like, I don't know. I think I just got a really good paint job with him. And he looks like the scruff, the eyes, all of it looks great.
Okay.
But they made that. I think they released one or two more. Two more. One was in an X-Men line where he had, like, an action feature and he wasn't great. And then the other one was, like, the Jim Lee costume. You know what I'm talking about? The blue and gold costume that everybody wore for, like, a hot minute. Like, they released him. And that's just a generic body. So not too many people were thrilled about that.
What else are you excited about for New York Comic Con? Obviously, a trailer for Jessica Jones would be good.
Jessica Jones? I'd hope they would release Iron Fist. Who's going to play him? Maybe they got him. Or maybe just some other big casting news, like who is Captain Marvel, which is my most anticipated Marvel movie coming out, even though it's end of phase three. I'd like some, I don't know, like on DC's end, I want some more stuff. I'd like for them to acknowledge that the TV universe is doing great and maybe try and incorporate that into the movie universe. Like,
yeah.
The fact that Justin Grant isn't right now booked, let's say, to play Flash is a freaking travesty, man. Like, if you're gonna have like continuity between Suicide Squad and Batman versus Superman, how hard is it to not have some sort of continuity? Like, okay, you can't make them the same universe, sure, but like the same actors could play them. Like, shit, Matt Ryan is gonna be Constantine. Which, that reminds me of a whole thing. Remind me to come back to that in this season of Arrow because the fans really wanted it. So, look at, lo and behold, they're giving the fans what they want. So, my Constantine is, I was reading up on it because I refused to let shows I like die. I know, Dino. And apparently, it got picked up by, what network was it? Constantine, like, it didn't get quote unquote picked up, but it was they acquired it in like a trade or something, and I can't remember
what it was.
I want to say it's El Rey, but I don't think that's right.
It is El Rey Network.
Is it?
El Rey Network
picked up the rerunning
Constantine.
God, I hope they put it up.
Yeah.
Like, I hope they make new episodes, because that would be hot.
What happened?
Yeah.
Oof, that would be... I need more Constantine. It was a good show, well-written, and I was just getting into it.
Yeah.
How many episodes
was the first season? Was that 12? A 13 episode? Or,
I think it was only 12, but okay. I could be wrong.
So.
It's very possible that it was 13.
Yeah.
They were just all so fun.
Which is really weird to me.
Say what?
There's a lot of the 10 episode run, and that's the season. That's really weird to me.
Yeah.
But it seems like more and more stuff is like.
Yeah.
Which I think is what we're getting out of Agent Carter this time around. Maybe it's 8.
Okay. Either way, as long as we're getting more Agent Carter, that's what I care about.
Yeah.
That's what I want. But, I mean, so far Marvel's given us everything we want on both ends. I need to pick up Age of Ultron and watch it again, because apparently the Loki scene, like a lot of deleted scenes are in there, and I want to see it.
Did
also,
they put the Loki scene in there?
I believe they did. Ooh, Jesus, I see it now. I believe they did. I saw somebody saying they did. So when I get it, I guess we'll see. But also, I don't know if you're a big Angel fan from Buffy mentality, but there's a small little feature in there when Thor's thrashing around in a pool and having a seizure or whatever. There's a quick shot of a wolf, a ram, and a hart from Angel, the evil lawyer firm Wolferman Hart. And I thought that was amazing.
Nah, I'm not a huge Buffy guy. Sadly,
fair enough.
Wasn't something I watched.
I mean, like, a lot of people put it on a pedestal, and here's an unpopular opinion. It's not all great. Like, there's some real bad stuff in there, but there's a lot of really good stuff, too. You know what I mean? Like the puppet episode of Angel, where they all get turned into puppets. It's amazing. So,
yeah.
But,
I'm definitely hoping for some Daredevil news to see, you know. We know Punisher's there. We know it's filming. Just give me some other morsel to kind of chew on, you know?
Maybe a certain mobster name drops. Tombstone.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Oh, I would go nuts.
I'll take Hammerhead, too.
Yeah. Hammerhead, that's fine, too. I'd be pretty pumped for that one, too. And then some Luke Cage. Like, I really want to kind of hear more about the direction that's going in.
Yeah, that would be. You showed me they announced Luke Cage and Iron Fist.
Yeah, a new series. I'm pretty pumped for that.
It sounds good because it sounds like they're getting back to their roots, and I really like that. They're more like street level as opposed to Avengers level, which, don't get me wrong, that's cool, but I don't know. I've always got a special place in my heart for street level heroes.
Yeah. And the graphics are kind of remind
weird.
Me of Borderlands a little bit, you know?
Okay, yeah,
it's got
I can
that
do that.
Weird
I was,
shade shell look to it a little bit.
It's a bit gritty, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I dug that. I was like, oh, that'll be cool.
Yeah. I did see that. So I'm excited for that. I don't know, man, there's a lot of things that are coming out. Like, I'm sad I found out Ghost Racers is only going to be 5 episodes. But hopefully Mockingbird continues on, and a couple other books that I'm picking up to carry on.
Yeah. I picked up today Iron Man 1, Invincible Iron Man 1, and Amazing Spider-Man 1. So I'm kind of interested in seeing where those go.
Yeah, I need to pick up Amazing Spider-Man. I read some spoilers for it, and sounds awful.
Yeah, we only have a little bit left, but I think this is worth touching on, too. Some rumors going around that the spring/summer event will be Civil War Part 2. And I think we both surprised each other by reacting the same way to it. What's your initial thoughts
on a Civil War Part 2.
I'm really digging it, man. Like, the last thing I saw in one of the Secret Wars thing is Tony and Cap strangling each other. Like, how do you top that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just too much. You know what I mean?
To me, it's not so much too much. It's just too soon. It's a brand new world, right? I mean,
yeah.
we're basically starting from scratch with the Marvel the comic book universe.
We'll see. Who knows?
Yeah.
They could have plans and, like, surprise, it was 1602, still all along. Lols.
Yeah.
I guess it just depends on what the Civil War is. Like, if it's, Tony, or if it's Steve versus the Illuminati, I wouldn't really call that a Civil War, but I would, I wouldn't call it a Civil War, but I would be interested in reading that story.
Yeah. If it's Tony versus Falcon, I got nothing there.
Yeah, so. we've already been down that path. No, thank you.
So,
well, I know.
Cool.
It's just, I don't know. It looks, it's all in how they do it, honestly. I mean, I'll be down for whatever. It's just, it's got to be done well. It can't just be like, nope, here's
Tony
and Cap, add it again.
Yeah, we'll find something in there. So,
yeah.
Part of my excitement for the new number ones is to see where the universe goes, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they basically tore everything apart and now it's coming back together.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about it, but there's not a single Avengers lineup that I really care about, you know?
The new, multi-ethnic Avengers, I actually like a lot of the characters in it, so we'll see.
Sure.
It's got a good lineup, but it just depends on if it's, look what we did, pat us on the back, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I almost wish that they would get to where the Avenger stories would be the summer events, you know?
Yeah.
They would focus on
the
individual comics. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, instead of
an
Avengers book, the Avengers are the fucking summer book. I see.
Yeah. And then, each time that they have an event, it's a different team. And then that's where I think that would draw my interest much more than an Avengers book. So.
Yeah, I can dig that. I can feel that. Because it would kind of make it more special.
Yeah.
Then,
Maybe the movies have spoiled us to where it feels like anything like that should be a huge event at this point, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, anytime you hear the Avengers, you're like, oh shit, about to go down.
Yeah. So, and the, I don't know, I'm kind of interested to see where the X-Men come out. They got the big Uncanny number 600, I think, coming out next week. See, the next week or week after, so I may jump back on there, or at least try to.
Yeah, give it a quick read, see if it's something you like. Yeah, I can dig that.
I can dig it, bitch. I'm so funny.
Cool.
No, but yeah, there's a lot of pluses we got. So.
Yeah. Well, we're down to a minute left, so we'll have to kick Booster Gold and Blue Beetle the next week.
Yeah, sorry, Booster Gold and Blue Beetle. We'll get you on next week, we promise.
Yeah. We can fit it in. We'll have some in-depth Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. talk. We'll do,
we'll do
Agents of Hate next wave.
Yeah.
And, we'll see what else pops up. Obviously, hopefully we'll have some news from New York Comic Con to cover.
God, that'll be exciting. I'm so excited.
So. Well, cool, man. Well, we will check out, and until next time.
Until next time. I'm Biff. He's Evan. See ya.